Lauren, Marie calling from the Caravan Centre in Wagga. How are you? Good, good. Mate, I just wanted to give you a quick touch base call first before I think through some images and a report from the electrician who's just looked at the Apache that the Waddell's had. They have found that it has been incorrectly wired. And he's got a full report along with schematic photos and diagrams and all the rest of it to show, yeah, to say it'll explain it a little bit more to you guys. It was actually not just dangerous, it was lethal. So basically had someone have plugged in the cord outside to provide 240 power to the band not wearing shoes, this is actually verbatim of what's written on the invoice, then it could have, you know, killed them, basically. So really, really, really dangerous. Anyway, they've fixed it. There is an account there for $450 or thereabouts, $451, I think it is, that has been issued into us for fixing it. So I've, yeah. No. And I've had a discussion with the Waddell's this morning. They happened to be calling today just to look at their new bin. And they are 100% adamant that it is, they, when they purchased the bin, they paid for an upgrade for two batteries. She said the air conditioner was fitted to the van, the inverter was fitted to the van. They've done no additional wiring or changes or anything to the van since they've got it from new. So they're adamant that it was, it is what it was when they purchased it. Yeah, so, and look, to be honest, it's up to you guys. I'm going to send you through the information anyway, but they're sort of saying that, you know, they would absolutely argue the point and fight tooth and nail on it because they're adamant they have done nothing to it. So, yeah, 100%. Yeah. Absolutely, mate. Absolutely. And that's why I just said, look, you know, I'll send them through the information, and I'm quite sure when they look at it that they'll understand, and you know that that will be fine. So you know they're okay. So anyway, I'll flick it through, and yeah, let's have a look, and you go from there. Yeah. And if you want to, I mean, the invoice is made out to us, obviously, because we engage the electrician. So I'll forward you this copy if you need me to, you know, reissue it to you or get them to, or whatever. I don't know how we do it, but You look at it first. Yeah. And it might be that I might just have to attach it as a sundry and I'll invoice you. So, yeah. Then we can. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll just forward you the. I'm just going to forward it as it was sent to me by the electrician. That way, you're going to just, you'll see his invoice, you'll see his notes below, saying that yeah, it was proper dangerous and that it would, if you plugged it in and weren't wearing shoes or you're wearing thongs, there was every chance that you would end up in hospital, at a very minimum, of hospital, if not. He actually said in his words to me that, I'm so surprised they haven't killed someone.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's super. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Well, we couldn't work it out. Like, we would plug it in. It knocked out our computers. It knocked out everything. And the customer said this morning, said to me, that'd be why, he said, every time he went to go and plug in to the outside of the van to a something he had, something he was plugging in, it would throw the circuit breaker, trip the switch. And he could never work out why. So he just didn't do it, didn't use it. The outside, he was something he was trying to plug in. And he sort of kept throwing it. Yeah. He never mentioned it. Well, I think he probably, potentially, he probably thought that the thing he was trying to plug in was faulty, so he didn't. That's probably why I didn't mention it, because, you know, you wouldn't know unless you were, if you were trying to sort of, if you had it plugged into 240 and you're running the inverter at the same time and you turned your AC on, that's when it throws power. That's when it actually, yeah, trips the switches and knocks out the power. So, it's interesting anyway. Well, and like I said, maybe he thought, because they probably never had the issue because they were either free camping or plugging into 240 and not having the inverter on. Yeah, but if it's free camp, then they're not plugged to 240. Yeah, so if they're not plugged to 240, no. So, don't know. Anyway, I know. Have a little bay peep at it and check her out, and you'll know, like I said, in the comments, there is the copy of the invoice, which you should be able to access. I might just attach it anyway, because he's got it. You know how they send you through those, sometimes they're sent as a separate attachment. Let me just click on that. Will it bring it up? No, it doesn't. All right, I'll have to attach his invoice, so, because that's got all the notes on it. So I'll just save that and attach it, because you're not going to be able to see that. Yeah, so I'll attach that, send it through, and that's got all his notes, the electrician's notes on it, as to what he checked, what he found, blah, blah, blah. And then, yeah, we'll see the comments from the guy who owns the company, and they're very, very good, this electrical mob that we use. So the owner of that business, the one who's just got the comment on the bottom of the actual email to us saying about it, yeah, being super dangerous. So anyway. I will. Yep. You do. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll shoot through to you. You have a look. Come back to me. Let me know if you've got any questions or you need any more. The guys, the electricians, contact details are on the invoice anyway, so if you did have any questions, you could certainly contact Josh, and he would be able to answer anything else as well. Okay. That's why, yeah, I just thought, oh no, I'll ring you first. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. No worries. Just send it straight to you, Lauren. Yeah. I'm sure I've got yours. I've got the Lauren Fredmore. Beautiful. Okay. Thank you. Weekend. See you, mate. Bye-bye.